Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito says he spoke on the phone with President-elect Trump the day before Trump's lawyers asked the high court to block the sentencing in his hush money case. Let's go live to our line to Washington now. It's ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, curious timing. Anything more to it than that?
Well, this is about, according to Alito, one of his former law clerks, a man named William Levy, who is up for some post in the new Trump administration. And Alito, in response to our ABC News inquiry, issued a statement saying that he did, in fact, have a conversation with the president-elect on Tuesday afternoon to discuss Levy. And Alito is recommending this former law clerk for this position. We don't know exactly what it is. But it's interesting because yesterday, Trump's attorneys filed an emergency petition with the court asking the justices to block the expected sentencing in the hush money case, which is scheduled for tomorrow. Now, the Supreme Court has not yet ruled on that, nor has the New York State Court of Appeals, which there are two petitions on parallel tracks. Alito says in his statement to us that he did not discuss the emergency application with the president-elect and wasn't even aware at the time on Tuesday that the following day, Wednesday, the petition would be filed with the high court. It is rare, to say the least, for a Supreme Court justice to have a conversation with a president-elect or president, and Alito is confirming it, saying that the substance of the conversation was about this young man who once worked for him.
Stephen, the Justice Department says it is going to release at least one of the special reports from special counsel Jack Smith, but it doesn't look like all of it, perhaps.
It's a bit complicated. It has to do with the two tracks that Jack Smith had been pursuing against the former president, now president-elect. The first has to do with the January 6th case, election interference, which has been dropped by the Justice Department as a function of Trump's election to the presidency. Now, there's two volumes of Jack Smith's report. The first volume has to do with January 6th. The second volume has to do with the classified documents matter at Mar-a-Lago. Now, that, you may not know, is still pending because there are two of Trump's co-defendants, his valet and his property manager at Mar-a-Lago, who are still charged with crimes related to the handling of classified material at Mar-a-Lago. The allegation being that they helped move boxes around and were part of a conspiracy to destroy evidence of them moving the boxes around Mar-a-Lago. Those charges are still pending, and because of that, Jack Smith has said through court papers filed that he has no intention, and the Justice Department has no intention, of releasing the volume about classified documents to the public. But the Justice Department wants to make provisions to have that volume available to senior members of the House and Senate Judiciary Committees up on Capitol Hill. Lawyers for the co-defendants have asked the courts to block that, too, because they say that even providing the opportunity for members of Congress to peer in on this evidence or report could jeopardize their client's right to a fair trial because it may contain secret grand jury information that shouldn't even be shared with members of Congress, they say. This is before the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, and the effort on the part of Trump's attorneys is to block these volumes from ever seeing the light of day. And look, with 11 days before Donald Trump takes office, these attorneys are set to be, if confirmed, the new leadership of the Justice Department. So it's a fascinating back and forth between the Trump world lawyers and the current Justice Department attorneys playing out in the federal courts.
Stephen, thanks. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy, live on our line to Washington.